Just one halakha that's possible to happen on Shabbat. One of the melachot that is forbidden on Shabbat is to fix, to make tikkun. Let's say a person's sink clogs up on Shabbat. The sink gets clogged up. The water's not going down at all. So the she'ela was asked, Acham Avadya, can you take a plunger and go and start plunging the sink in order to release the cloggage, in order that it should become drained? Hakam of Adyad's opinion is that this is forbidden on Shabbat, because you're making a tikkun, you're fixing the pipe. However, since a person obviously is going to need his sink on Shabbat, and he probably cannot do without it, so he does allow to tell a goy, in order to take the plunger and do it, he prefers that if you could tell a goy to tell a goy. So at least you have a double amiral la'akum to make it a little easier. But sometimes a person doesn't have two goyim. So one goy to tell the goy to be lenient to plunge it would be okay. Similarly, Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this case where the toilet gets clogged up. There for sure it's a much bigger necessity. But it would be forbidden for the Jew himself to take the house plunger and plunge it and to declog it, because that's fixing the pipe. However, same rule. You can tell the goy, or preferably the goy to the goy, in order to do it on Shabbat without a problem. The last case he has is let's say you have the sink is draining, it's just slow. There's a partial clog over there, but the water is going down. In that case, Hakam Avadya is lenient to use the plunger on Shabbat. Because really it's draining. You just want to do it faster, so it's not such a tikkun. So that case would be permissible. For that matter, he also allows, let's say you have a cloggage due to fat or some debris that's caught into the pipe, and you want to take boiling hot water and you want to pour it down, assuming that there's a place where you can pour it down, it's not filled to the top, which is not going to help anymore. Assuming that the drain is just clogged, but you can pour some hot water down the drain, and it'll loosen up the debris and cause it to go through, he says that's 100% mutar on Shabbat. Because where are you getting the hot water from? From the urn. You have a hot water urn already, you fill up a jar of water, a pitcher of hot water, and you can pour it down. And you don't have to be concerned, he says, maybe there's some food that's in the drain pipe that wasn't cooked. And now that you're pouring the hot water on it, you're cooking it, he says there's concerns. You don't have to be concerned, because the Hatam Sofer writes that you only have to be concerned on a cooking that is you're going to eat. But a type of cooking that's being destroyed as you're cooking it, which you're cooking away and in the drain pipe, nobody's eating it, it'll never come to be eaten. Such a case is no problem of Bishul. So again, halakha l'maaseh, doing it on a full clog, the Jew is asur, whether it's a toilet or a sink, but ayideh goy or goy to goy is mutar. If it's partially clogged, mutar for the Jew to plunge it, and it's always mutar for the Jew to pour hot water down in order to cause it to flow. No goy.